Happy Monday and welcome to the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. My name is Joe Fortenball. This is episode 143 of the podcast. Great to have you with us today as we get set to preview the 2018 World Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Boston Red Sox. The money has been pouring in early and often on one particular side in this series. We will break all that down in just a moment with Jason Weingarten. You can follow him on Twitter at Spreadopedia. Met him a few years ago at the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook Handicapping Weekend, the Super Contest Weekend that's held every year at the end of August. Good dude, lives in L.A., knows baseball inside and out. So without further ado, rather than waste any more of your time with the setup, let's get into today's primer.
Hello, son. I'm looking for Henry Ruhlenfurter.
To Los Angeles we go, making his debut on the Sharp 600. He's a pro sports bettor who you can find on Twitter at Spreadopedia. Jason Weingarten joining me here on the Sharp 600. Buddy, first time on the show. I really appreciate you stepping up and coming on today. How's life treating you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Before we jump into the Red Sox-Dodgers World Series talk, I want to fire a question your way that I ask just about everybody who joins me on this podcast. Essentially, since the Supreme Court rolled back PASPA last May, what do you think of the mainstream media's coverage of sports betting?
Well, there's two types of coverage. There's content and picks, and there's news. And the news is, you know, changing on a daily, weekly basis. New books are making partnerships with casinos, and it's just hard to keep up with a lot of the news. And there are guys who are creating a new niche in the news, the casino gambling gaming reporting business. And for the most part, they're doing a good job keeping up on the changes and everything that's going on. What's lacking is the content side, where a lot of people are just rushing to get anything down and get their name out there and just make picks without any, reasoning or any education and selling themselves as experts. It's become a, you could see it. If you use Twitter or anything, you could see it, but it's, the proliferation of touts and everything is expected, but we'll see what happens. I don't have a good answer to that. I'm sorry.
No, it's completely understandable. I think a lot of us are now treading in interesting waters. And for those who have been either viewing this or creating this stuff or doing this for a living for the last few years, it's kind of fascinating to watch how it's all shaking down. From a major network perspective, how do you see some of these networks improving? What would you like to see more of, if anything?
I don't watch a lot of the shows. A lot of the content is geared not towards sophisticated bettors. So, complaining about it not being geared towards people like me isn't really productive. I think it's really hard to produce quality content in sports gambling. It's just going to take time for a lot of these networks to figure out the right people to put in front of the cameras and what works and what doesn't. And in the meantime, you're going to get a lot of stuff that doesn't work.
One of the things I love about your Twitter handle is that you're big on first inning bets. Will there be a run or won't there be a run? It's something I've been following for a few years. As you break down this World Series matchup between the Dodgers and the Red Sox, are you going to be firing on first inning wagers?
Probably. Every game, yes, tends to be the way to go in the World Series. It's going to come down, honestly, to the prices like it always does. But based on the starting pitching matchups and the Sale versus Kershaw potential, even though we don't have a scheduled pitcher for Game 1 on Monday morning so far, with the pitchers and the scheduled matchups, I would say probably every game, yes, is what I'd be doing. You're going to get good prices.
You touched on Chris Sale. Let's stay there for a minute. We haven't seen him pitch since Game 1 of the ALCS back on October 13th. There was a big velo dip between the Divisional Series and the Championship Series. How concerned are you about Chris Sale heading into the World Series?
Assuming that the story about his belly button ring infection is the truth, I'm not worried at all. What does worry me is that when I heard he had the flu or whatever the first thing was, I was like, that's a little suspicious that the player got food poisoning or the flu. That tends to be a generic excuse teams use to hide other information. And then they came out with the belly button ring story, which was just weird. But no, it doesn't impact how I think he's going to pitch. I actually don't think it's crazy. If you said Chris Sale is the best pitcher on either one of these teams, you know, I wouldn't say that's crazy. He's slightly better than Clayton Kershaw.
What do you make of Clayton Kershaw heading into the World Series? For years, there had been this narrative that he couldn't pitch in the postseason, and then Game 5 against the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, is the monkey off his back? Do you see him pitching maybe with a little more mental clarity for those who think he can't handle the big stage?
I don't think the narrative will die until he wins a World Series. You know, a NLCS Game 5 victory is nice, but it's not the top of the mountain, and Kershaw is aiming for the top of the mountain. The reality is he's not the same as he was 2 or 3 years ago, but you know, that's splitting hairs and saying that he's still, you know, closer to great than he is to good. The numbers don't say that, you know, that he's, you know, he's bad all of a sudden. He's just, you know, not striking out 10 guys a game every game leaves us thinking that he's no longer the best pitcher alive.
Did you like the idea to start him in the ninth inning of Game 7?
Yes, because at that point, you're that close to the World Series. You put the ball in the hand of the guy, you know, who you trust the most to get you there. They'd already used Jansen. So your options are either put in Kershaw to get the final three outs or trust Pedro Baez or whoever the next guy up in the pen was at that point. And you're crazy if you're not just going to put Kershaw out there to pitch you into the World Series.
All right, in a similar vein, David Price, a guy who's won Cy Youngs before but never really was able to step up on the big stage in the postseason, had a monster Game 5 in the American League Championship Series. Is the monkey off his back?
No, it's the same thing. It's not the same. Winning a champion Series game and a World Series are completely different, and these guys aren't getting paid to win, you know, pennants. They're getting paid to win World Series, and that's what, you know, keeps them up at night, supposedly, is, you know, not being the best. And, you know, that's what these guys are here for, is to win the World Series, not the championship series.
Managerial showdown between Dave Roberts of the Dodgers and Alex Cora of the Red Sox. If any, how much of an edge exists for Roberts, who went 7 games in the World Series last year with the Houston Astros?
You know, I think there's a slight edge to the experience factor and having been there before and knowing what mistakes not to make this year. But I'm not sure that this is going to go 7 games. So a lot of that, I'm hoping, is going to be irrelevant at the end.
If we're talking X factors, we know some of the big names in the series, but the World Series tends to make heroes out of guys previously unknown to maybe the common average fan who doesn't tune in for 162 regular season games. Who are a potential couple of X factors that could be out there?
Well, every player on the Dodgers roster and the Red Sox roster, for that matter, is, you know, pretty good, above average to great. So there aren't very many sleepers per se on either one of these teams. I would have said Julio Urias, but he already had his big moment in Game 7 of the NLCS, so the cat's out of the bag there. But that was a really interesting move by the Dodgers to include him on the championship series roster after not pitching very much coming back from a shoulder surgery. He didn't even look really good at Triple-A at the end of the season, and all of a sudden he was on the championship series roster and pitching high-leverage innings. But if you look at it and kind of analyze who he is and what he does, he's a 22-year-old left-hander who throws 95, which puts him, you know, a pitching profile of very few other pitchers. You know, that's a comparison, say, like Blake Snell, who's the AL Cy Young, presumably. And the Dodgers have Urias coming out of the pen, you know, like that's a quality arm out of the pen when the Red Sox, for example, have Ryan Brazier, who was pitching in, what, Hiroshima last year in the Japanese League, and then in Pawtucket in July. He's one of their high-leverage guys for the Red Sox. So, to me, it's just the Dodgers' depth at pitching. You know, Ross Stripling didn't make the championship series roster, and he was an all-star. The depth, just how deep the Dodgers can go throwing arms at you makes me think that you know, that's the advantage, and that's where the sleeper is. I don't know which one is going to be, but the Dodgers' pen is just going to keep coming at the Red Sox.
I'm not sure if you've gotten a look at any updated MVP odds for the World Series, but are there any potential names out there that you could see taking home that prize come the end of the series?
I saw the early numbers today. I'm still looking to find the deep long shots. In my experience, I always look at the pitchers who expect to get two starts. If you're looking at the Red Sox, I would look at Chris Sale. He's going to probably be the favorite, but unfortunately, that's probably where the value is if you're looking at the Red Sox. For the Dodgers, I would probably stay off Kershaw. I don't think you're going to get a ton of value there. You're probably going to get value, you know, on hitters. I don't know exactly which ones yet, but I'm guessing Chris Taylor is probably going to be 15-1-ish. That's a fun bet if you want a long shot. I don't know. I'm not big on World Series MVP bets. I do have a bunch of World Series, you know, series bets that I do like, though.
We're working our way right to that. I was going to ask you one last question before we jumped into that. Do you think Boston has a bigger edge with the DL in their park than the Dodgers do with no DL in their park?
DH, right?
DH, yeah. I don't know why I'm thinking disabled list. Too much 49er football on my brain right now.
Do they have an advantage? No, I don't think they have an advantage because the Dodgers' bench is so deep they can throw Dozier, Kemp, or Freese at you, and they can switch things around. You know, every player in that lineup can play two positions almost. I think the Dodgers' depth is what continues to have me lean their way, is they just have so many ways to beat you. And when I look at their roster, like I said, it just comes down to the guys they're leaving off this roster, you know, are starters on other teams.
All right, moment of truth. I saw the opening number at the Westgate at the conclusion of the NLCS on Saturday. It was Boston minus 125, the Dodgers plus 105. I've seen that since get bet up to Boston minus 140 over Dodgers plus 120. As you approach your attack of this series, what are you thinking?
Well, it's moved even more. It's Dodgers 135, Boston 150 most places right now. I'm not surprised the number seems to move that way on the favorite, but if I didn't have Dodgers World Series futures already, I would definitely come in on the Dodgers as it's approaching plus 140.
What is it about them that you like? Do you see it going seven? Do you think that they're just being undervalued in the spot? Because I remember when we were coming off the wild card, a lot of people didn't even like the Red Sox to get past the Yankees, and now all of a sudden everyone seems to be back on the train.
The Dodgers were the favorites to win the World Series in March and in April. They weren't the favorites to win the World Series when they were 16-26 and looked really bad. But at almost any point in the season, if you were to pick a random week or random month, the Dodgers were the favorite to win the National League and to make the World Series. I don't think much has changed. There have been, you know, ups and downs in their season, and there were even parts near the end where, again, they looked like they might not even make the playoffs, but even then they were still the favorites to win the National League, and that's just a testament to their depth and the quality that this front office has put together. You know, I watch this team a lot, and I'm really not a Dodgers fan. I'm a Braves fan, but living in L.A., I watch a lot of Dodgers games, and it's just incredibly impressive, the team that this front office has put together and how they've put it together. Now it's time for them to do their thing, and I really do think they're going to get it done. And talking about the undervalue or misvalue part, I bet the Dodgers sweep, actually, at 16-1. I think you can get a better price on that by doing a four-team open parlay and rolling the Dodgers over four times, but I wanted to bet on a sweep. I also think the Dodgers minus 1.5 games is a good bet if you want to get a plus money price but not, you know, risk just the sweep. I don't think Boston's an awful team or anything. I just really do think this is the Dodgers' year, and this is the team, and they're gonna do really well. I'm slightly biased, though.
Follow him on Twitter at Spreadopedia. Pro sports better based out of L.A. Jason Weingarten joining us here on the Sharp 600. Dude, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing the insights. Good luck with all the wagers, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, way to go, Runnemucker!
That'll do it for episode 143 of the Sharp 600. Shout out to Jason Weingarten for jumping on the program and sharing his insights on the 2018 World Series. Shout out to you guys for your continued support. It is greatly appreciated. We're back later in the week, Thursday, with your college football primer, Friday with your NFL primer. But for now, enjoy the World Series, everybody. Be well, and best of luck.